بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still in this chapter, باب تحريم الرياء. That it is haram to do things for name and fame, for show. Previously we read of the three great people who did great actions, but because the niyat was not correct, and they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. Further we read, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن أناسا قالوا له. Hazrat ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, some people asked him, إِنَّا نَدْخُلُ عَلَى سَلَاطِنِنَا فَنَقُولَ لَهُمْ بِخِلَافِ مَا نَتَكَلَّمُ إِذَا خَرِجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ. That when we go by our leaders, the people who are ruling over us, then we speak of such things which we, and when we are away from them, we speak differently. In other words, we flatter them when we speak by them. When we go to them, we praise them, we flatter them. And when we are not with them, then we talk bad about them, that what kind of rulers we got, etc. So what is the ruling about this? قال ابن عمر, حضرت الله ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه said, كنا نعد هذا نفاقا على أهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says that this we should regard as being nifaq, hypocrisy, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, when you go to the rulers, etc., then with good intention, give them good advice. Don't just go there to get your work done. You flatter them, you praise them, and when you are away from them, you talk bad about them, which is the common thing which is happening today. So this, they said, you should count this as nifaq, is hypocrisy, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa an Jundub ibn Abdullah ibn Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man sam'ahu Allah bihi. A person who does things that he wants to hear praises from the people, Allah makes it that people will praise him. His niyat is that whatever work he's doing, that people must hear about it, and then people must praise him, and he must hear the praises. And also, on the day of Qiyamah, by the same thing, Allah will disgrace that person. That you did this just to let the people talk good about you. That people must praise you, etc. If his niyat was clear, then of course he'll get the sawab for it. But if his niyat was that people must praise him, then that will be the punishment. وَمَنْ يُرَائِي يُرَائِي اللَّهُ بِهِ. And a person who does things for show, Allah will show that amal to people. All people will come to know about that amal of his. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will disgrace him. That you did not do it for my pleasure, you did it so that the people must praise you. You did it so that people must talk about you. So that will be the punishment for that on the day of Qiyamah. So this hadith teaches us that in essence, action should be done sincerely and secretly, and they are loved by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and then a person will be honored for those actions on the day of Qiyamah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said that من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله. A person who seeks that knowledge by which he gains the pleasure of Allah تعالى. That is dini knowledge. Knowledge of Quran and Hadith. A person who seeks that knowledge, but he learns it, لا يتعلمه إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا. But he learns that knowledge but to get the benefits of this dunya, whether it is monetarily, whether it is people speaking, praising him, etc. That is why he got the knowledge that people say he's a great hafiz, he's a great alim, etc. He did not do it for the pleasure of Allah, but he did it for name's sake. لَمْ يَجِدْ عَرْفَ جَنَّةَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He won't get the fragrance of Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. Yani rihaha, that is the wind and the fragrance of Jannat, he won't even get that. And in some narrations it goes that it will go, the fragrance will go to a journey of 100 years out of Jannat. So a person, whatever actions he does, he should do it solely and only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. This also does not mean that a person fears that I'm doing things for name and fame, etc., then he gives up amal. No, amal he must do, but he must correct his intention. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to say that ikhlas and sincerity comes very late in a person's life into him, the reality of it. And if you want to put water in a cup, you first need the cup, otherwise where are you going to put your water? So in the same way, we first have to have our actions and then put sincerity in the actions. A person who wants to have sincerity first, before the action, it's like he wants water without a cup, without a container. So first have your container, do your amal, and be conscious and make your niyat and work towards it, that your intention comes solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Babu ma yatawahhamu annahu riyaun wa laysa huwa riyaun. The next chapter is that a person doubts that I'm doing things for name and fame, but in actual fact he's not doing it for name and fame. This example Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give, it's like a fly sitting on a mirror. It looks like the fly is inside the mirror, but in actual fact it is, and it looks like it's in the mirror, but the fly is outside. So there are many actions which a person does, he is sincere, but he doubts himself that I'm doing it for name and fame. An Abi Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qila li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was asked, أَرَيْتَ الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي يَعْمَلُ الْعَمَلُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. What is the opinion, what is the ruling with regard to that person who does some good deed? وَيَحْمَدُهُ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ. And people praise him on that good work what he has been doing. قَالْ تِلْكَ الْعَاجِلُ بُشْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is an advance reward which Allah has given you. In other words, your niyat was not to do it to show people, but people came to know about it, people talk about it, people praise you, that is praiseworthy. What is the harmful is you do it with the intention that people must praise you. If you do your amal sincerely for Allah's pleasure, whatever it might be, and people praise you of their own accord, then that is a good thing. So a person should not do any action with the expectation and with the hope that people are going to praise him, etc. This hadith is also supported by another in which Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala loves a sincere person. He commands Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then also to love that person. So much so that his love is made common amongst everyone. So in all our amal, we shouldn't give up amal in the fear that we are not sincere. But we should do our amal with the correct intention. Every time we make amal, we should correct our intention and do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not for our own nafs and our own pleasure, and neither to show anyone else, but just for Allah's pleasure. وآخر دعوانا.